Luke Harding is on the line once again from Tripoli. Luke, is the fighting still going on?
Yes, the fighting is still going on. This morning, I went to amazingly, I managed to get a taxi and drove to the rebel command point and had a chat with the guy in charge there. And he says that although the fighting isn't on the scale of yesterday, there are still small groups of Gaddafi loyalists who are holed up in an area called Puslim, which is close to Gaddafi's compound, and they're sort of sniping and returning fire. And he said that sort of today's task was to flush them out. Tripoli feels pretty empty, and you hear the odd mortar and artillery fire, but nothing on the scale of yesterday, where it was just kind of bonkers. So that's the state of play regarding the fighting. But I've had an interesting morning. I'm just standing in the courtyard of the office of Libya's Prime Minister, or I suppose ex-Prime Minister, we have to call him, Dr. Baghdadi Ali al-Mahmoudi, who's scarpered off to Tunisia. But I've just been inside his office. I've sat around the Libyan minister's cabinet tables. Their green signs are still there. It's a kind of oval, veneered cabinet with sort of crystal chandeliers and waiting rooms next door where the AC is still buzzing, although of course everyone here has legged it. And I've just been sifting through the Prime Minister's correspondence. There's an attaché case there with various petitions. There was a report about investment in Libya written by Ernst & Young. Quality in everything we do was the slogan, the accountancy firm. I found a wedding invitation. I don't know whether he got to the wedding or not. There's all the kind of diplomatic kind of legacy, if you like, of a defunct regime which no longer exists, apart from, I think, almost a historical sense.
But the officers are empty, waiting for the NTC to sort of arrive.
Well, to be fair to the NTC, it's been very well protected. There are two guards here, and I've also toured had a look at the Internal Security Ministry and various other buildings, and they've posted guards here to stop people looting. But kind of the other place I went to this morning was Tripoli's Italian Central Hospital. They've been treating the dead and the wounded, and it's a pretty ghastly scene there. On the left, as you come in, there's a room full of dead fighters who've been shot. Terrible smell. The doctors weren't sure how many they brought in yesterday, but it's dozens. Separately, I went to the ICU unit where there are a whole load of other fighters, mainly with head and abdominal injuries, some of whom will live and some of whom will die. But the hospital is lacking all sorts of basic medical supplies, oxygen cylinders, all sorts of stuff. This is what the doctors told me. They said most of the people brought there were fighters, but some civilians as well, inevitably. I spoke to one guy who was demonstrating against Gaddafi last Wednesday with a group of people outside his mosque in Tripoli when he was shot in the leg by Gaddafi police and dragged off to prison. He spent 6 days there with no medical treatment at all and was only sprung yesterday morning when the rebels turned up and let everyone out. So really kind of dramatic scenes here. And just lastly, I mean, the mood is very much calmer than yesterday. I mean, yesterday was an extremely tense day, I think, with people very, very fearful indeed. But now, although there is some Gaddafi resistance, I think probably the fighting will stop in the next 48 hours or so. I mean, certainly 2 or 3 days of mopping up and then over. But the big question, which nobody I've been able to speak to in Tripoli can answer, is where is Gaddafi? I mean, is he hiding underground somewhere in Tripoli? Has he also run off like his prime minister? It's the big mystery, and no one seems to know.
There are still 35 internationals stuck in the Rixos Hotel. You've got any sense of what's happening there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I deliberately decided not to check into the Rixos Hotel because I haven't got any sense, but it's clear that this is one place that the rebels can't bomb and that NATO can't bomb otherwise. It's the place where Saif al-Islam Gaddafi's son has been popping up and down. The rumour on the street is that the Rixos is connected to a secret network of kind of underground bunkers, and I suspect that's where, you know, what's left of the Gaddafi government are sheltering in some form. And